with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Air travelers should expect worsening cancellations and delays this week, even if the government shutdown ends. The Federal Aviation Administration is moving ahead with deeper cuts to flights at 40 major U.S. airports. Amy Lark says with both she and her husband being air traffic controllers, not having paychecks the past 2 weeks have made their financial situation very tenuous.
Now having this two paychecks, that uncertainty and that financial strain is becoming unbearable. It's now a dinner time conversation with my kids on prioritizing bills. Yesterday, my kids asked me how long we could stay in our house. Having to answer that question was heartbreaking.
Air traffic controllers have been unpaid for nearly a month. Some have stopped showing up to work, citing the added stress and the need to take second jobs. President Trump has pardoned dozens of allies accused of trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to a signed proclamation, former Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, attorneys Sidney Powell and John Eastman, and others have been granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons. The proclamation said the pardons were designed to continue the process of national reconciliation. Donald Trump was also indicted on felony charges related to the 2020 election, but the case was dismissed after he was reelected last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Eight senators are facing criticism from Democrats for their deal with Republicans to end the federal government shutdown. The eight senators voted Sunday night to provide crucial votes to allow the Senate to move forward on compromise legislation that would reopen the government. This is SRN News. Americans are reading the Bible.
According to a poll conducted by the Barna Group, weekly Bible reading amongst adults has climbed to 42%, up 12 points from last year. The survey also reveals that young people are leading the surge. Nearly 50% of Generation Z and millennials are consulting the scriptures at least once a week now. However, the Barna poll also reveals that a portion of the folks reading the Bible regularly don't really accept its authority, but at least they're interested. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of incoming Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The ADL says the goal is to protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Many Jews are concerned about Mamdani, who's a harsh critic of Israel and has voiced support for the global intifada. This is SRN News. Tech stocks give markets a boost.
Stocks recovered nearly all the ground they lost last week, thanks to rallies in big tech companies and other market superstars. The S&P 500 climbed 1.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 381 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 2.3%. The Nasdaq had its best day since May. Nvidia helped lead the gains with a rally of 5.8%. That was a big turnaround from last week, when Nvidia and other winners of the frenzy around AI technology led the market lower. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A California health official says an outbreak of botulism tied to ByHeart baby formula has now sickened at least 15 infants in 12 states. Consumers should stop using ByHeart powdered infant formula immediately. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.